For all the guys messing up a good thing. But here's the deal. Don't make those promises you can't keep. You're just burning your bridges down. Watch those promises you can't keep. Broken promises come back around.
Welcome to Nothing But the Blues with me, Cliff. And that was Michael Hill's Blues Mob getting us off with Promises You Can't Keep from his 1994 album Blues Lines. And I saw them live in B.B. King's on Beale Street in Memphis in 2000. Great act. We did the whole Memphis thing, Graceland and all that. And if we'd have got there the day earlier, we'd have seen B.B. King himself. We missed B.B. by a day. I've since seen B.B. live as well, so not too bad. But let's have some B.B. now. This is him guesting on Elvin Bishop's new album with Keep a Dollar in Your Pocket.
Okay, so yeah. I'm recording you guys, and everybody in there can hear what you say, so be careful what you say now.
Oops.
Right?
Ladies and all, okay, we better watch it. What I wanted to ask you about, before you became King of the Blues worldwide, you were a disc jockey in Memphis. Did you ever play any of Roy Milton's records?
Yes, I did. Roy Milton, I knew Roy pretty well. I worked on shows with him.
Mm-hmm.
If I can remember correctly, he had tenor sax, alto sax, and a trumpet.
Yeah.
And a beautiful lady playing piano, and he played drums.
The Solid Cinders, huh?
Solid Cinders, and they were solid.
I've got a Roy Milton tune I'd like to do right now. Would you and Lucille be nice enough to help me out with it?
Of course I will.
Some dough, keep a dollar in your pocket. Keep a dollar in your pocket. You will find in the end a dollar is your very best friend. Now, when you ask somebody to let you have a little dough, they'll say, "Well, I'm sorry, but that just means no." Keep a dollar in your pocket. Keep a dollar in your pocket. You will find in the end a dollar is your best friend. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Keep a dollar in your pocket.
I want to straighten you out on one thing more. Ellen, you and I have known each other a very long time. Have you ever heard me say that I was the king of the blues?
No, but everybody else says that.
Well, people talk.
Yeah, of course, he's the king of the blues. We all know that, don't we? That was B.B. King guesting with Elvin Bishop on Elvin's new album, The Blues Rolls On. Keep a dollar in your pocket. Well, Root Doctor have got a new album out, but perversely, I'm going to take something from their very first one. This is The Last $2.
The lady at the casino, she lost all her money. She said, don't you feel sorry for me? No, don't feel sorry, honey. But if you want to do a lady a favor, here's what you can do. She said, loan me $2 until the next time I see you. But these last $2, I'm not gonna lose.
I'm not gonna lose.
These last $2, I'm not gonna lose.
I'm not gonna lose.
When going for my bus fare, the other going for the jukebox, I need to hear me some blues. Wouldn't be over here if my man had been treating me right. You see, I came over to catch him, yeah, 'cause he'd been sneaking round every night. But I got caught up over here. I got caught up in that scene. I put all my little money in that doggone gambling machine. Oh, oh. With the last $2, I'm not gonna lose.
Not gonna lose.
The last $2,
I'm
not gonna lose. The jukebox, I need to hear me some blues. Yeah,
some damn old blues, yeah. the other going for the jukebox. Hey, need to hear me some blues. Yeah. Oh, the jukebox, so need to hear me some blues.
Root Doctor with a great version of Last $2. They've got a new album out, as I said, but that's from their debut album from 2006. Been a long time coming. Really nice, I like that. And there's a bit of a story behind the next one. Playing a track by Big Joe Duskin. And Joe's father was a minister who was not very happy with him playing what he called the devil's music. And he asked Joe not to do so while he was alive. Well, he was in his 80s at the time, and Joe agreed. His father then went on to live till he was 104, and Joe spent 20 years working for the Postal Service. Fortunately, Joe was encouraged back into the playing, and the track I'm playing is from a 1979 album, Cincinnati Stomp. The track is Big Joe Duskin and Dollar Bill Boogie.
Money make the world go round, dollar for dollar, pound for pound. You might save up all your bread, you won't take it with you now when you're dead. Won't take it with you now when you're dead. Might drive a big Cadillac, might have fine rags on your back, might have won a fortune at the track. Without that money ain't nothing, Jack. Without that that green, you ain't nothing, Jack. Hustling for a living, always taking, never giving. Someday you might need a helping hand in that wealthy line that you gonna stand. But money ain't time. Money ain't worth committing no crime. Now don't worry if you ain't got a dime. You get by, just take your time. You get by, just take your time. Time now.
I played some Richard Ray Farrell and Steve Geiger recently, and that was actually Richard Ray Farrell and Marco Pandolfi. He's an Italian harmonica player, dollar for dollar, pound for pound, and it's a Richard Ray Farrell composition. It's from their album Stuck on the Blues, which was released last year. And I'm going to carry on with the dollar theme just for a couple more records, I think. Somebody who's not only a great player but an amazing raconteur is a guy called Doug McLeod. If you ever get a chance to see him live, jump at the chance. This is Doug McLeod with $50 Wig.
I do every Thursday with my lady friend. She said, I've been out bowling like she do every Thursday with her lady friend. I told her, you know, that alley been closed 3 months. You wanna try your story one more game? You tell me so many stories. You can't remember all the lies you said. You tell me so many stories. You can't remember all the lies you said. Woman, you got a $50 wig sitting on a $5 head. Woman, don't let the dog hit you where the dog should have bit you. You can pack it up. Don't let the dog hit you where the dog should have bit you. I want you to take that $50 wig and that bowling ball with you.
$64 question. Sonny boy, you don't need a no.
Sonny Boy Holmes, with a very sudden ending there, and the $64 question. It's from a 4-CD box set, Duke Joint Blues, released on JSP last year. But that track was recorded in Los Angeles in 1952. And before that, the fabulous Doug McLeod with $50 Wig. Some great lyrics in there, including $50 Wig sitting on a $5 head. Fantastic stuff. It's from quite an old album now, 2004 it came out, called Dub. On Black and Tan. Well, I think that's enough dollar tunes now. So somebody else with a brand new solo album out is Ian Siegel, and this is a track called CCKMP. If you listen to the lyric, you'll notice that it probably stands for Cocaine Cannot Kill My Pain, and it's credited to Earl, so I would guess it's a Steve Earle track. I interviewed Ian last year, and if you look back on my old radio shows, you'll find an Ian Siegel special. This is Ian with CCKMP.
Gonna quit your pretty mama while the weather's cool. Around your back door says, honey, I'm gonna creep as long you make those 2.5 a week. Now I got a girl, she's worse than a white folks yard. She brings me meal, I can swear, praise the Lord. She brings me meal, she brings me Lord. She brings me everything, I swear that she can see. Now upon a bill sucker, she came to town. She had her apples looking good and brown. They didn't know against the law for the monster stop at a fine drugstore. Just around the corner, just a minute too late. Another one standing at the big baggie. I'm simply wild about my good cocaine. I call my Cora, hey, hey. They come on sniffing with the nose all sore. The doctor swung on the cell no more. Saying, rotten doctor, ring the bell. The women in the alley. I'm simply wild about my good cocaine. Now they punish you, man. Came to my house. It was on that Sunday morning. He asked, was my wife at home? And I told she had long gone. He backed his wagon up to my door. Took everything I had. He carried it back to the puncher store. And I swear I did feel sad. What in the world has anyone got dealing with punisher man? If you got no dough, standing for show, the sun will back you back. He will take everything from an earthly plant, from a skillet to a frying pan. If it ever was a devil born without any harm, it must have been a punisher man. I call my Cora, hey, hey. She come on sniffing with her nose all sore. Doctors won't go, fell on more, saying, coke for horse and not women or men. The doctor say to kill you, but it didn't say when. I'm simply wild about my good cocaine. Now the baby's in the cradle in New Orleans. They kept a whipping till it got so mean. They kept a whipping, had to fix it so. The dogs were loud to us, fell on more, saying, run, doctor, ring the bell. The women in the alley. I'm simply wild about my good cocaine. I call my Cora, hey, hey. She come on sniffing with her nose all sore. The doctor's phone gone, fell on more, saying, wrong, doctor, ring the bell. The women in the alley. I'm simply wild about my good cocaine.
I love that one. Luke Jordan and Cocaine Blues. I played his Church Bells Blues a couple of weeks ago, and this was recorded in the same session in Charlotte, North Carolina in August 1927. And before that, Ian Seal with CCKMP. I don't know if you noticed in the words to Luke Jordan, he says, cocaine's for horses, not for men. The doctor says it'll kill me, but he didn't say when. And that's a line that Ian Seal uses quite a bit in some of his songs. Well, somebody else who's got a new album out is Watermelon Slim. And once again, I'm being awkward and going back to one of his earlier ones. This is Watermelon Slim and the Workers.
Yeah, if you can't be satisfied, take it from Watermelon Slim. We got the great big old dirty blues right in here, right now.
And I walked away. I'll take no gift, so let's call it a day. There's no telling how far it may roll. And when frost breaks, time and separation take their toll. And sometimes the load the ashtrays full. Why me? Why anyone? Why must we part this way? On doing its job up on the wall, and I've got some peace and quiet now to make sense of it all. But if you think these blues ain't bad, you ain't never faced the bull. Cause my coffee cup is empty and the ashtray's full. Yeah, my coffee cup is empty and the ashtray's full. Yeah, my coffee cup is empty and the ashtray's full.
You said you're tired and you don't feel well. I believe. man.
Jimmy Johnson with Ashes in My Ashtray. He sang gospel and soul for many years before moving into the blues, which he did quite successfully, I think. I quite like that. It was recorded in Chicago in February 1979. And before that, Watermelon Slim and the Workers with Ashtray from their eponymous album from 2006. Well, somebody who's been around for many years, but this next recording is quite modern by comparison, is a guy called Sam Chatmon. If you've ever seen a picture of him, he's got this amazingly big white beard. Fabulous stuff. This is Sam Chatmon, recorded in 1973 with Ashtray Taxi.
Sitting on the corner in my taxi car, brown skin lady said, "Mr. Joe, cough or high." I said, "If you're a cigarette smoking woman, just throw your butt hole in here." "Cause I'm old ass street taxi baby. Oh, just drop your shorts on over here." "Well, you can smoke your cigarette, woman, as I drive along. I'll dump all your ashes, or I'll get you back home if you're the cigarette-smoking woman. Hey, throw your butts over here." "Cause I'm all actually taxi baby. Oh, just do your shorts on over here." "Well, I'm gonna drive out in the country. I'm gonna park on the road. I wanna dump all my ashes. I got a great big load if you're the cigarette smoking woman. But don't over here. 'Cause I'm all actually taxi baby. Oh, just throw your shorts on over here. Well, now look at your woman. Where did you stay last night? You come home this morning, your cigarette sure ain't just right. If you're a cigarette smoking woman, hey, throw your butts over in here. 'Cause I'm all actually taxi baby. Oh, just drop your shorts on over here. Well, you sat on the back. Put your feet up on the front seat. My cigarette will fit your holder so doggone nice and neat. If you're a cigarette smoking woman, oh, throw your butt on in here. 'Cause I'm all actually taxi baby. Hey, just throw your shorts on over in here. Well, your cigarette hole ain't so long. It's made nice and round. It's a good fit for the cigarette woman that I toast around. If you're a cigarette a smoking woman. Hey, throw your butts on in here. Cause I'm all that you tried to be. Oh, just do your shorts on over here. Hey, Mr. Taxi Driver. Take me on the other side of town. Hey, Mr. Taxi Driver. Take me on the other side of town. Find my baby. Tell me that's where she can be found. They said the blues started calling. When my baby walked away, yeah, the blues started calling. When my baby walked away. Been my companion every night, every day. I said blues in the morning. My baby, say goodbye. I say, hey, Mr. Taxi Driver, blue been my companion since my baby said goodbye. The little girl left me, didn't even tell me the reason why.
Jimmy Duck Holmes with Mr. Taxi Driver from his 2006 album Back to Bentonia. And before that, Sam Chapman with Ashtray Taxi, recorded in April 1973. Well, this has been Nothing But the Blues with me, Cliff, and the website is www.nothingbuttheblues.co.uk, and there you'll find playlists, links to artists that have played, links to previous shows, lots of stuff. And you can email me, cliff@nothingbuttheblues.co.uk. Well, I notice it's been an exclusively male program this week. So I'm going to end with a lady, and that lady is Jennifer Magnus from her 2006 album, Do I Move You? The track is A Man-Sized Job. This has been Nothing But The Blues. I've been Cliff. I'll catch you next week.